From food delivery to ride sharing, odd jobs and even moving house, many of us are using the so-called gig economy. And not only are we using it, about 7% of workers are finding jobs through these digital platforms. This time last year, the Victorian government launched an inquiry into the on-demand workforce. The final report was due any day, but that's now been extended until the end of March. Natalie James is the chair of the inquiry and a former Fair Work Ombudsman. Natalie James, do you need more time for this inquiry because it's proving pretty hard to get a handle on how to regulate the gig economy?
I'm very pleased that the Treasurer has agreed to give us a little bit more time to provide to him our report into the on-demand economy. There are three interrelated reasons why we really need to take the care to get this right. And certainly the extent and diversity of what we're seeing in terms of the on-demand sector is incredibly challenging to work our way through. We did a survey earlier this year and there are over 100 platforms that people are using to access work, working across a spectrum of sectors with a range of different workplace arrangements, and the dynamics are very distinct in different parts of the labour market. So that means we really need to carefully consider the nature of options and proposals for any sort of intervention. In particular, I'm very concerned to ensure that any options or recommendations are balanced and targeted to where we have concerns, but they're also fit for purpose, and of course they need to be legally sound. We've got some complex terrain to navigate there.
Can you give us an example of what you're considering?
Well, I'm not going to give away the sorts of recommendations we're considering, but I guess what I will say is the inquiry received a wealth of information, data, stories of individuals working in the sector, but also proposals for reform. And some of these proposals are quite radical. So, for example, some people think that we should simply deem all workers to be employees, so they are caught by employment regulation, the Fair Work Act, and have the benefit of minimum wages that are set by a tribunal. And that's quite an extreme recommendation, and we need to consider that along with a large range of other recommendations, and they involve complex legal and technical issues, but of course policy issues. As I said, we need to be targeted and balanced in any recommendations that we make, and we need to make sure that they're sound both from a practical and a legal point of view.
As you mentioned, it's a pretty complex area. The Victorian government has made it clear it wants to legislate to protect gig workers. How's that going to be possible when much of industrial relations law is the responsibility of the federal government? Are they going to have to get involved?
Well, certainly almost everyone who made a submission to the inquiry in terms of making suggestions for change said we should have national change and national regulation. And so there certainly is an appetite amongst the people making submissions for any sort of reform to be nationally led. And yes, we do have a national system. There are a number of options available to state governments, though, a number of levers available. But of course, that touches on that complex constitutional terrain I was alluding to before. And I need to make sure we're very well advised as we enter that terrain.
Are you ultimately going to have to get all states to agree to some sort of national reform? I mean, is it going to be possible for Victoria to go it alone?
Well, certainly there are a number of cases where state governments have made reforms around the area of workplace protections on their own. So we see labour hire regulation in Victoria and in South Australia and Queensland, and those frameworks are up and running. We also know that in that case, the federal government has also foreshadowed its own national regulation. This is not the best way to go forward. The best way is for nationally led reform in an area where we have currently mostly national regulation. But absent that, I think that, you know, the Victorian government is entitled to consider its options, and it's my job to give them sound, viable, practical, balanced options to consider.
You're a former Fair Work Ombudsman. Woolworths has admitted underpaying 6,000 staff to the tune of $300 million. The ABC's repayments to 2,000 underpaid casual staff are going to top $23 million. The federal government is contemplating some criminal penalties for wage theft. What sort of jail time do you think is it going to take to make this stop?
Oh, look, there's a lot in that question, isn't there, Kim? So firstly, let me say I'm not going to comment on any specific example, but certainly we are seeing a number of cases come forward with very large legacy underpayments, you might call them. And I think that is very concerning when we're seeing large businesses getting it wrong. And there are a number of elements to that. And I think that really we need to think about, from a business point of view, ensuring that we're investing in the right workplace relations advice so that from the very beginning, the settings are right, the payroll systems are coded correctly. I do think that as businesses are coming forward and uncovering these issues, they are taking very seriously the fact that they need to fix them. Unfortunately, once you've made an error and once that error has been embedded in your systems for 6, 7, 10 years, it's quite a challenge unpicking that and fixing it. And I will say non-compliance does have, in the labour market, does play out and have a relationship with the gig economy. One of the stories that we have heard is people, workers who have previously been working in non-compliant sectors like hospitality, who have said to me, look, I had a traditional job in hospitality. I was underpaid. I was treated badly. I had to come in whenever they said. I would much prefer to be working in the gig economy where I'm paid as a contractor, but I can work whenever I want. And so the dynamics in our labour market of non-compliance in some sectors, particularly entry-level or unskilled work, and the gig economy are interacting together.
Natalie James, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thank you for having me.
Natalie James is a partner at Deloitte and chair of the Victorian Government Inquiry into the on-demand workforce.